Tucker Carlson, Hunter Biden, father's administration represent total inversion of virtue. By Nick Gilbertson on June 20, 2023. Tucker Carlson argued Tuesday that ordinary Americans would be imprisoned for cheating on their taxes or violating federal gun laws following news of the plea deal between Hunter Biden and prosecutors on those charges. Carlson released his latest episode of Tucker on Twitter Tuesday afternoon after reports of the plea deal that appears to keep Hunter Biden out of prison. Biden will plead guilty to willful failure to pay federal income tax, most likely on his foreign earnings, and will enter a pretrial diversion program regarding his gun crime, indicating that he will face no jail time, Breitbart News senior editor Joel Polak noted. Carlson said the obvious lesson to be gleaned from the plea deal is, for the children of the people in charge, there are no penalties. There are only upsides. Before contending, there are two tiers of justice. They're princelings, they can do what they want. You are not, therefore you can't, so don't get any ideas about cheating on your taxes or violating federal gun laws. Unless you want to celebrate next year's Father's Day through the glass in the visitor's room. The rules definitely apply to you, including rules you don't yet know exist. The former primetime Fox News host then identified what he sees as a deeper or more ominous lesson. What we're watching through Hunter Biden's life and through the Biden administration, now entering its third year, is the total inversion of virtue, he said, adding. What was once considered admirable is now derided as stupid. If not racist, that would include achievement, intelligence, honesty, self-control, humility. Those are features of the old America. Those were yesterday's virtues, they are gone. In their place, all that we once considered contemptible and repulsive. We're told to worship that now. As an example, he pointed to the administration's hiring of White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, suggesting she is unqualified for the job and the fact she holds the post is a humiliation exercise, which Jean-Pierre herself does not see. It was designed to degrade the country and dispirit the rest of us. That's the White House Press Secretary? Shut up, he said. But here's the thing. The White House press secretary herself has no idea why she's in the job. She thinks she's amazing. Moreover, Carlson contended that it was most miraculous of all. Hunter Biden somehow escaped a FARA, Foreign Agent Registration Act, charge. He asserted that Hunter Biden was a foreign agent, but he never registered as one, adding. He sold access to his father and other lawmakers to the Chinese and the Ukrainians in countries throughout the world. There's no debate about that. The FBI has known about it for years. For years they've had possession of Hunter Biden's laptop, but they didn't charge him for it today. They never will. Why? Well, you know the answer, Hunter Biden has good genes. Moments earlier Carlson contended that the Justice Department's only point of enforcing FARA, after decades of ignoring it, is to harass and imprison high-profile political opponents. He pointed to 2016 Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort as an example. Manafort was convicted under FARA and was only released from prison on a pardon from the 45th president. Last year, the DOJ went after Trump confidant Steve Wynn under FARA. But in the end, the Biden administration overreached so comically that the whole thing was thrown out by a judge. But they tried, he added. So as long as they're trying, if it was a fair system, Hunter Biden would be first on the list of those next to be charged with a FARA violation. In fact, many of them, Carlson said,